right, we'll call the Senate Special Committee on Budget back into work session.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll do House Bill 3656 first. This should be an easy one. We're going to suggest that we refer this back to the President's, re-refer it back to the President's desk. There's another committee that is more adept and has greater interest in this little bill than we do. So moved. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Okay, good. We get that communication right away.
Yeah, not thinking there's some real one.
Next bill up is House Bill 3159. It's a bill that's a portion of our package, our revenue package, and we'll need this to balance our budget, colleagues. Please talk to us. Dick, you want to say anything?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you should have before you the A5 amendments to House Bill 3159. They replace the bill in its entirety. The substance of the amendments are on page 2, line 10, primarily, which allow a maximum of 6 terminals at each lottery premise. Current legal limit is 5. And that's statutory. This is increasing it to 6. It also allows where game terminals are placed at a race meet that there can be 10 terminals at each race meet. The other substantive statement really is the intent expressed or the expression of legislative intent. On line 10 of page 1, it reads, whereas it is the intent of the 72nd Legislative Assembly to authorize the Oregon State Lottery to place additional terminals as appropriate and to take other reasonable actions to increase lottery proceeds to the state. Now, you have a revenue impact, which I prepared under certain assumptions, and what the revenue impact deals with is simply the addition or the increase in the limit of machines at existing premises. And the assumption is that for the lottery, under the rules that they would adopt, would allow essentially 476 premises to add a 6th machine, and that you would have currently, you have 5 machines placed at the Multnomah Greyhound Park, and Portland Meadows has an application in for 5 machines. So the assumptions I've made is that there would be a 5 machine increase at each of those premises, and that those would be the only rate meet effects of this legislation. The impact then on the 0305 biennium is new revenue of $22.8 million, and about $28.9 million for the 0507 biennium. This carries an emergency clause, takes effect upon passage.
Thank you, Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Questions of staff? Senator Winters.
I have a couple questions. One is, and I know that you said we needed this for revenue purposes, but I understand that there are some problems, and I had thought that those problems were going to be worked out between the industry and the governor's office. So why are we continuing, or why are we moving it now if those issues have not been resolved?
I'm not so sure the issues have not been resolved. The issue here is to get the revenue from a 6th machine, we actually have to change the statute. The statute specifies 5. So we actually, for this portion, have to do that. Absent that, I don't think it matters what the governor's office does or doesn't do. We're not going to be able to fund the state school fund at $67 million and be no chance for that extra $100 million should the economy turn around, because that $100 million trigger is made up of 50% general fund and 100% lottery funds we get in addition. So this is all about the schools as much as the policy that we're having to struggle through here, Bob, colleagues.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator
I don't
Burley.
Like what we're doing here. I heard Senator Winters ask a question, and I don't believe that she received an answer. And the question had to do with the governor's role, and have things been worked out with the governor's office? And you said that you're not so sure that the issues haven't been resolved. Well, let's find out. Could we take time and get the information so that if we're going to move forward, we can do that with a level of comfort and trust, and I would also say respect. I'm playing my usual role here. I'm just asking us to slow down and get the information we need. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Other comments? Senator Devlin?
Mr. Chairman, is the issue, and I'm not at the core of this discussion, so I'm just getting it from the periphery, is the issue that, one, the statute provides for only five, and so if it's going to go to six, we actually have to change it in statute, and, B, the issues between the governor and the, the industry, in a sense, is an issue that's going to be resolved over the next several months, because those contracts are not actually up for another 6 months, is my understanding, or at least for some period of time for negotiation.
That's true. The contracts which specify essentially the retailer compensation do end on June 30th of 2004, and so those will have to be renegotiated at that time. And that would be one opportunity for lottery to change at least the rate at which retailers are compensated. If there's some change in the offerings that the lottery is making, it seems reasonable that they might renegotiate some of the existing contracts earlier than that, if that was advantageous to the retailers.
Senator Harper.
You know, this has been casual conversation, Senator Schrader, but I don't know if we've ever had a public hearing on this specific. I wonder if we get the retailers or the industry just to come give us a quick comment on what this thing says.
Sure.
This is stuff, obviously. Would that be okay?
I'm fine with that. And which retailer did you have in mind?
Anybody hear from the industry?
Mr. Curry, would you like to come forward?
Just to make sure we have an understanding of what's going on.
For the record, Bill Perry with the Oregon Restaurant Association. These are the same amendments that were handed out yesterday. I don't know. I don't have a copy of them in front of me. The conversation we've had with the governor's office, I don't know where the racetracks has come from, nor because of the statute, and I will say I don't understand a lot of the racetrack stuff, is I don't know if that allows off-track betting, because those are actually part of the racetrack technically, the way it's set up, so I'm not sure how extensive that is. But the 10 machines in the racetracks is not something that we have ever been in favor of or is looking at this point. So I do not know why that is in this portion. And I would say that the sixth machine is not something we've ever been asking for in the negotiation process, and we've made that very clear. And the other issue as it relates to it is that when you're talking about the amount of retailers that probably could possibly utilize a machine, you're really probably talking about less than 400. But at the same token, that's 400 machines I'm not aware the state owns at this time, so they would have to purchase them. So I think there's a lot of unanswered questions that we still have at this point.
Thank you. Further questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Morris.
Thank you. What relationship, if any, does this have to land games, this bill?
This bill has none.
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Dukes.
That raises a good question. What's it going to cost to buy 400 video machines?
I assume our fiscal is net of that situation.
That's correct. That is figured in the calculation. I think a terminal essentially is about $8,500, I believe. And that I'm quoting that from memory. I don't have that in front of me. But, of course, it has a substantial life, so that the annual depreciation charge essentially is substantially less.
Again, all I'd say, colleagues, is that this is a very straightforward bill. It states, frankly, that we're adding a sixth machine and allowing racetracks to go up to 10 machines. The fiscal on this bill is $22 million to go to the state school fund. Without that bill, there's no chance that we'd make our revenue goals for state school funds.
Mr. Can I ask a question?
If the
10 machines that were for racetracks weren't there in the previously, why are we doing it now?
They've requested, I think staff already answered that question. There was interest in that from the one track. As you know, I can speak to the Oregon horse track industry, horse racing industry. They've had a world of hurt dealing with out-of-state industries, out-of-state gambling. So something that would help, frankly, that industry, I'd personally be strongly in favor of.
More for Bill, if I could.
Pardon?
Yeah, one more for Bill, if I could.
Second question for Mr. Perry.
We've got a... It's my impression that we've had a really good relationship between the industry and the Lottery Commission in the past. You said this wasn't your idea. Is this going to affect your relationship, any working relationship that you're aware of, Bill?
Senator Harper, Chair Schrader, it's, as of right now, you know, we are fortunate from our standpoint to have, when you look at the lottery, we produce the most amount of money for the state of any other lottery in the country. We also have the lowest commission rate. I would say that the protections to make sure that I think it doesn't get too big or we don't advertise it, I think is a balance that we've struck. And so, I mean, there is some concern with, you know, how big do you make each retailer and how do you basically keep that relationship so it doesn't get, I would say, too out of control. So there's always that concern, and it is a question of, you know, I think the lottery does have a choice not to go to a six machine, even though you give them. But I think it's going to be hard not to once you authorize it. So it's just a delicate balance to, I think, try to keep the lottery producing as well as it could. So I mean, there are some concerns, but I would say that from our standpoint, the lottery in the past is by far, I think, the best in the country, and so. I don't know if that answers your question directly, but we've tried to keep it as is and try to keep it as much as is as possible because I think it's been successful for all parties involved.
Further questions? Senator Morris.
Mr. Chairman, not a question but a comment. As a matter of public policy, funding the kinds of things we fund on the backs of gambling, which, according to some, is a form of recreation. For me, it's a very regressive tax. And it's hard for me to come, you know, to a yes vote on this, but I am going to be a yes vote. When we look at the budget that we have, level of expenditures that are being approved, and the sources of revenue and the difficulty in finding them in a way that meets, you know, the majority of the assembly's will, this just happens to be one of those pieces, and I think it's something we need to do and move on. So just make those comments.
Appreciate that.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Messler.
I'm not sure I understood the industry's remarks. I did understand that you have not been involved in some of the amendments as they're stated here. But is the industry opposing this measure, or are they neutral, or are they supporting it?
I'm not so, if I may, just for yeah. that. Not so sure the industry is unaware. They have seen, you know, the amendments. I personally have talked with the industry mm-hmm. about these very amendments, so they are very aware of what's
yeah.
going on.
Senator Messerly, Chair Schrader, obviously 944 is out there, and so I've had a discussion with a lot of people. So I would say the subject of six machines is not obviously new because I think there is a bill and there has been some discussion. At this point, you know, we haven't really seen the purpose to go make a statutory change towards six machines. It's not really been presented to us in a manner to where our board has moved forward on it. So I would say that we're... I don't want to say we oppose it, but it definitely is not something that we've been supportive of at this point for. I confuse you enough on that one?
That's all he says.
It's kind of a soft no.
Further discussion, colleagues? All right. Then we need to decide, do we have objections?
Yes, Mr. I'm, you know, and I have, I'll give you a courtesy, but I too have the heartburn, particularly since all has not been vetted on this. And I recognize we need the dollars for schools and that we voted out budgets. But I would also think that we should be mindful that we need to have full discussion on some of these issues before we're voting them out. Expanding gambling in Oregon is, on the one hand, we say we're expanding to collect revenue, then we take part of the revenue and put it into gambling addiction treatment programs. It just seems like sometimes we do things counterbalance. I will give you the courtesy, but it is problematic.
Appreciate it, and I think everyone up here would agree at this point.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Gordley.
Thank you very much. I'm going to reluctantly support this, but also want to put on record that there is also evidence and substantial evidence that we could get more revenue by reducing compensation to retailers. And at some point, we need to do that. We need to look at that. Piece. We're not going to do it now, obviously.
That's correct.
But as the governor and others look at how this state deals with this issue overall, that needs to be on the table. I'm going to vote for this because it's part of the revenue package that we need for schools and for our children. And so I'll do that. But again, I'm doing it reluctantly. But we need to tackle that other issue.
Appreciate that.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Messerly.
I'm going to support this bill. I have problems with it also, but one of the reasons that I will support it is that I hope that this will not bring up the issue that where they cut the revenue for the industry. I think that would be
right.
A very huge disservice to the people that are putting the effort forward for us.
Okay. Then one objection, Senator Harper. Two objections, Senator Dukes. Appreciate that. Three objections, Senator George. I appreciate everyone else's courtesy, and we all understand why we're doing this, and it is for the children. With that, we'll pass House Bill 3159A to the floor for the Dukes recommendation. Thank you. We're probably going to hold off on 5077. I think we still have amendments coming, so we're going to recess the committee, basically, and please, if you can, be on notice for a little bit later.
Are we recessed for dinner?
Oh, good comment. Let me go back to 3159, reopen the work session. That's why we have staff. We actually have to adopt the A5 amendments. So if I get Senator Morse to
move.
Thank you. So move the A5 amendments. Any objections other than the ones that we talked about, Dukes, Harper, and George? Seeing none, so ordered. And then we'll remove the bill to the floor, seeing Dukes, Harper, and George's objections. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, could we get some kind of time schedule for those of us who may want to go for dinner?
That's a very fair question.
The session will be at 7. Is that what they mean?
Mm-hmm. That's the goal. 5:30. Oh, gee. Let's say 6:30 or so. That sound fair, committee? Give yourself a chance. You've worked very, very hard today. Do appreciate that. So let's tentatively think about 6:30. Be on notice. Please search LFO staff or myself out. We'll try to keep you posted. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, sir.